Calvary Christian Radio with our weekly news report ending August 23rd. A message from Sheriff Grady Judd. Public schools in Polk County have started. You are going to notice an increase in traffic and an increase in children walking and biking on our roads. Please watch out for them. Allow extra time for local travel and please be patient. Please slow down in school zones and stop for school buses that are picking up and letting off our most precious resources, our children. Don't forget, Polk County Public Schools now have cameras on all school buses, and those who pass a stopped school bus with its red lights flashing and stop arm extended are subject to a $225 violation notice. Please be safe and avoid this citation. For all our students, teachers, and staff, we love you and support you. Have a great school year. Grady Judge Sheriff. And just a quick reminder, with students returning to school, school buses will be traveling throughout Polk County, and we just want everyone to be prepared for that. For all of the drivers and pedestrians, please, please, please be careful, be attentive, and be safe. Excuse me. A number of people in the Mulberry, Lakeland, and Bartow area have had their internet devices hacked, resulting in attempts to drain such accounts. Some people have had this happen with their credit cards as well. One of the favorite targets of these crooks is account pay, or transfers of money from your account. Experts say you should change your sign-in names and numbers regularly. But also, if you are using a computer for your finances, you can keep a daily eye on your account activity. It doesn't take much to get hacked. Sometimes all a hacker has to do is to get into one person's account and then follow the connections to other people by their friends, family members, or business relationships. You can't keep your eyes too much on your money in this internet age. Almost all banks, credit card companies, and others have departments or designated employee. You may call, usually with a toll-free number, or you may email with your questions or concerns. Don't feel that if you have to have your account drained before you start watching your accounts constantly. One of the problems is that many of these crooks who steal money from the accounts of hard-working people are located in foreign countries, and they are out of reach of U.S. law enforcement officials. Be aware and take action by watching your accounts very closely. Stay hydrated and do not stay outside longer than necessary in these days of heat warnings. Guard your time as much as you guard your money. It may be even more valuable. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% about our reaction to it. Ben Franklin said, "I saw few people die of starvation, while 100,000 died of overeating." Take care of yourself in the summer heat. Consider wearing a broad-rimmed hat to help keep the direct sunlight off of you. Charlie Reeb, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Lakeland, says that following Christ also means doing concrete things, in this case, literally. The church has donated $17,000 in a partnership with the Dream Center in Lakeland to construct and equip a shower facility for the homeless. The project is expected to be completed in October. Michael Cooper, executive director of the Dream Center, located at 635 West 5th Street in Lakeland, says that offering showers to the homeless will help with self-esteem, health issues, and the homeless will know they are not forgotten. Homelessness has become an increasing problem in our society and in Polk County due to a number of factors. There are several agencies in Lakeland, some Christian-related, that try to help the homeless and in some cases provide temporary sheltering. But the problem is so huge there are no easy answers. At Dream Center, there is a free food and clothing pantry and mentoring for children and others about developing skills and learning about help that may be available. On September 23rd, Dream Center is holding its annual fundraising steak dinner to raise money to help the homeless and others. A table for eight with a steak dinner is available for a $500 donation. The meal will be served at Victory Church in North Lakeland. The new showers will be built on Dream Center's property. The program tries to offer hope in sometimes seemingly hopeless world of being homeless. Dream Center does not provide overnight space, but it knows of agencies that deal more directly with the homeless in Polk County. Polk County Schools has estimated that between 4,000 and 5,000 students in this county are homeless. And the Florida legislature has put into effect a new law that became effective August 1st, 2025, that requires any teenager under the age of 18 who seeks a driver's learning permit to first undergo 6 hours of approved driver's education safety classes. The course may only be taught by a very few organizations approved by the state. And at the meeting of the Mulberry community, Mayor George Hatch called, opened the regular meeting of the Mulberry City Commission. And this followed an earlier meeting of the Mulberry Community Redevelopment Agency. While the two groups are separate legal entities, they work together on issues on separate legal entities. They work together on issues involving the redevelopment agency's area within its boundaries. The majority of members of the CRA board are city leaders. Mulberry has been very active with its CRA since it was first established and has created various improvements within the CRA designated area. During the regular City Commission meeting, reports were given from the Mulberry Public Library on its many programs and services. Many programs in the recent past and in the future were noted. The library was a busy place for students and families over the summer break from school. The Mulberry Library offers many things for people of all ages: book clubs, occasional speakers and authors, story time, and items of interest for everyone from preschoolers to senior citizens. Chelsea Young, Programs and Events Director for the city, also told of the many activities that are going in with the various city revenues venues including the Mulberry Cultural Center, the Gem Theater, Mulberry Phosphate Museum, the swimming pool that was open for the summer, break from school, and more. Julie Taylor, president of the Mulberry Area Concerned Citizens, gave her positive comments on things happening in Mulberry when people pulled together. She noted the start of the new school year and activities that will resume for children of the Mulberry area. Ron Borges, Planning Development Director for the city, gave an update on what his department is working on in the area of development. City Manager Rick Johnson gave comments on some of the activities and issues in the city. City Attorney Drew Crawford discussed several areas of interest. He noted changes coming regarding new state regulations on development rules, land use, etc., in areas of high hurricane experience and how this will impact local communities. Attorney Crawford also discussed in detail efforts the city has been making for some time to get some of the Badcock property downtown donated to the city. This becomes a lengthy story, as he noted the consequences on these desirable properties with Badcock out of business. This gets into some legalities, even with federal bankruptcy laws. But he held out hope that Mulberry still has a chance of getting some property donations. The bankruptcy has added some extra hurdles, but the city is not out of the running for donations of real estate, the attorney suggested. The city is still holding out hope and may acquire some of this property for the public good. He showed activities the city has been doing to try to get donations of, for example, the so-called Badcock Park, which the city and every residents have enjoyed for various social events and programs. This park has come under some public scrutiny because it obviously is not being tended to. Some of the locals are upset about how the park has not been taken care of well, if at all. There is more than one of the former Badcock properties the city has eyed, and there have been some cooperation shown to date from various individuals involved. The city has communicated with bankruptcy lawyers, people who were with Gons Home Plus, which also is bankrupt, along with Badcock, which it had taken over before the company filed for bankruptcy. Even some of the Badcock family members have been contacted in the past about possible real estate donations to the city. Attorney Crawford gave a report on the various stages and levels the city has been with this, and despite some of the complications, while making no promises he can't give at this time, he holds out that there's a decent chance the city may still end up with some of the historic Badcock properties in its names eventually. Over the years, before the Badcock family sold out the company in late 2021 for $580 million, the family has been generous to Mulberry at different times and has donated many thousands of dollars worth of items to the Mulberry community and its organizations, including churches. In Mulberry, Lakeland, or about in any Polk County city with a state highway, for decades and decades, you didn't have to wait long to see a truck coming through town with the name on its side, Carroll Full Mill. With over 400 truck cabs and 1,400 freight trailers, the company was founded and was headquartered in neighboring Lake County in the city of Groveland. The company is one of a long line of small or medium-sized trucking companies that have shut down in the last few years. Founded by Carroll Fulmer in 1954, the company had a good reputation for good performance and survived several major recessions, social changes, and several foreign wars. One of the main problems that have put former and others out of business are trial lawyers, some who file frivolous lawsuits, including in cases where no one even claimed injury. The cost of the mandated high-stakes insurance on the trucking industry and lustful trial lawyers, in some cases, has been cited for the company losing money since at least 2022. In May of this year, the trucking company found a lender to give it $27 million in credit line to keep funding operations to keep the company going and the employees employed for a while longer. But this eventually was not enough to stop the bleeding. There also has been a downturn in the freight business. There have been increased government interferences, and the freight business, as many other endeavors, is competitive. The high charges by lawyers helped bring the company down, as the company sometimes was fighting several lawsuits at once, often cited as attempts to shake down the company. Some of these actions were minor in nature, but that did not keep lawyers from suing. It was stated by the car manufacturers some years back that the cost of lawyers and lawsuits adds $4,000 in cost to each car coming off the assembly line. The consumer is the one who ends up eating that expense, and no doubt the amount has risen since that estimate was made in the past. In April of this year, longtime Davis Express Trucking threw in the towel and shut down after 44 years in business. Owner of the Florida-based family-owned trucking firm, Jimmy Davis, cited lawsuit-hungry lawyers as adding to the losses, filing lawsuits against the firm and the trucking industry. He suggests the trucking companies have become a special target of trial lawyers. His company mainly specializes in refrigerated trailers hauling produce and other foods to often out-of-state markets. It normally takes at least 8 years after high school to earn a medical doctor's license in Florida and in most states, but due to a severe shortage of medical doctors in this country, Florida Polytech University near Lakeland and an Orlando Medical College are teaming together to fast-track becoming a medical doctor in 6 years. There are a few catches so that this program, so it does not become too easy. The program is only open to high school graduates who have extra high scores on two major tests. At least for now, the 6-year doctorate degree will be limited to just 20 students per year. There will be major emphasis on science and biology when students first enter the program at Florida Polytech. There is a severe shortage of workers in the entire medical field, industry officials say, including dentistry, elder care, nursing home staff, and elsewhere in healthcare. These shortages are sometimes extra critical in rural areas and in areas of an aging population. The U.S. birth rate is at a record low since statistics were first kept. This means fewer workers now available and more shortages in the future, as in many places in the nation, there are more deaths than births. Early morning at around 12:41 a.m., emergency received a call about a traffic accident in the Auburndale community. A sedan and a motorcycle collided on the overpass on Magnolia Avenue at McKean Street. Both vehicles were westbound on Magnolia when they hit for an unknown reason, The motorcyclist was ejected off of his vehicle and died. The motorist was taken to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Since the death was in the early morning, the names of the deceased motorcycle was not immediately available. It seems only the names changed. Sadly, Florida leads all states in the nation for motorcycle deaths each year. The death count in Florida is a little over 600 deaths a year. Last year, the death count in Florida was down a bit, with 578 people dying in Florida while operating motorcycles. In 2022, that figure was 668 Florida motorcycle deaths, followed that year by California, a state with nearly twice the population at 634 deaths, and then Texas with 564. All three of these states are year-round states for outdoor activities. You won't see many motorcyclists out running around on the roads in most states in the snowy winter. The attendance maps for high schools in Polk County are being adjusted. The Polk County Board of Education has announced this will impact most of the high schools in the county. This is primarily being done because of extreme growth in some parts of the county and little growth in other areas of Polk County. The district noted that Polk County is getting much student growth, especially on the east side, due to housing growth and overflowing from the greater Orlando and Disney areas, and the growth on the west side of the county from the sprawl in the Tampa and Hillsborough County area. The idea is to level out this condition to put more high school students in high schools than have not as much growth. When Polk County School opened after the summer recess, new cell phone use policies will be in effect under a new state law. Elementary and middle school students will not be allowed to use their cell phones at any time during the school day from bell to bell. The rules bend for some for high school students. They will not be allowed to use their cell phones during instructional time. The Florida legislature recently passed these new laws after complaints from some teachers and educators that cell phone use had become too disruptive and hurt learning. Teacher Doreen Thornton of Purcell Elementary School in Mulberry has helped young students learn for 30 years now. She is being honored for her role in the inspiring children and in making it interesting to learn. Part of the job of a good teacher is to spark curiosity in students so that they want to learn new things. She does that. Good and dedicated teachers are very important to the future of society. Congratulations, teacher, for your service. And retired Mulberry teacher Julie Taylor had a surprise party held in the St. James Church, recognizing her for her continuing many years of kindness and love for the Mulberry area. The tables were turned on part of the heart and soul of Mulberry, Julie Taylor. If there is one person who loves Mulberry and its surrounding areas, it is her. Instead of Julie and her team at Concerned Citizens of Mulberry and surrounding areas honoring and thanking others, Miss Julie, as many know her, was honored at a surprise party at St. James Church. She is not the type who seeks attention for herself. Various persons from her church and the area spoke of what she means to them and what she has done for others. She is a familiar face at most Mulberry City Commission meetings. If there is a concern or an issue, she will bring it up. But more than likely, she will encourage the betterment in the city and will find positive things to say about people who are trying to make a better community. She predates her attendance at city meetings, just about all of the current city leaders. She has been coming for years and years, also encouraging occasionally, asking the things be done better. Early Saturday morning on August 9th, two teenagers died and two backseat passengers were seriously hurt in a one-car crash on US 301 in Parrish area. Authorities said the driver of the Dodge Charger, a 19-year-old from Ellington, died, and his front seat passenger, an 18-year-old man from Parrish, had not been wearing seat belts. Two passengers in the back seat, a 17-year-old man from Parrish and a 16-year-old minor from Holtzville, Long Island, New York, were seriously injured. Accident investigators said the car was being driven at a very high rate of speed when the driver lost control. The car continued on and hit several trees. Time to report of the crash has made it 2:15 a.m. And Lakeland Electric, owned by the city of Lakeland, serves a number of homes just a bit north of Mulberry, where Tico Energy, Tampa Electric, service area ends. People in South Lakeland, a hop, skip, and a jump from Mulberry, are on the Lakeland Electric grid. Due to extremely hot weather in recent days and weeks, record demand for electricity was put on Lakeland Electric. As a result, the utility said it paid $5,500,000 for extra fuel costs during the month of July 2025. The highest power usage in the history of Lakeland Electric occurred on July 29, 2025, when customers of the system used 762 megawatts of electricity in a 24-hour period. A megawatt is a unit of power representing 1 million watts. This means that on that day, Lakeland Electric customers use 762 million watts of power. Some of the residents who live on Lake Winterset on the south side of Winter Haven have complained for a long time about the conduct of mostly young men who come in by boat and trespass, drink, play loud music, swear, fight, play sports, and sometimes relieve themselves on private property. There was a huge fight along the shore on August 2nd at around 3 p.m. That is when much of the trouble and trespassing occurs on weekends. While much of this behavior has been elusive to the county sheriff's department, a break came when a video surfaced on the internet of the violent fight that broke out that day. When deputies were called to the lake that day, at first it seemed they didn't have much evidence to go on. The men had taken off in their boats and were gone from the scene. But that video, posted online, changed everything, and the sheriff's office was able to identify 8 men, and all of them have been charged with felony rioting and trespassing and disturbing the peace, both of them misdemeanors. One man was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. According to the sheriff's office investigation, 2 young men were knocked out unconscious. One man was knocked out cold, fell headfirst into the lake, and appeared another man was either trying to help him or hold him down. Arrested on both felony and misdemeanor charges are Mason Lane, 23, Peyton Ely, 19, Timothy Owen Gooding, Richard Carden, 40, Garrett Orr, 22, and Garrett Hiltabiddle, 21, and Nate Land, 21. Sheriff Grady Judd said this was a full-scale riot and it resulted in serious injury and breaking the peace. Residents hope these arrests will end what they feel is harassment and disrespect of their homes and property. Young children are sometimes present when this conduct has occurred. And on Saturday evening, on the 3rd of August at around 6:30, the Polk County Sheriff's Office responded to an attack on an employee of the Seven Star Convenience Store in Bradley, south of Mulberry. Deputies arrived to find the clerk bleeding profusely above the right eye, which took 10 stitches to close. Deputies arrested Lamar Johnson Jr., age 30, and charged him with felony battery, causing great bodily harm. Investigation alleges that Johnson had come into the store with two other men. Johnson accused the clerk of staring at him. The clerk told the suspect to get his items and leave the store. At this time, it is alleged Johnson threw a full, heavy, unopened 2-liter plastic bottle of orange crushed soda at the victim, which hit him in the head. The clerk fell to the floor unconscious. The subject and his friends left the store. The clerk also appears to have suffered concussion when the heavy bottle hit him in the head. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection will hold public meetings in Bartow on September 9th and 10th of 2025 concerning the issuance of draft permits that would open the way for a Mosaic company to pump wastewater deep underground. The September 9th hearing will be about the Bartow proposed permit, and the September 10th permit will involve the Mulberry area proposed permit. Come out on Thursday to the thrift store in the Mulberry United Methodist Church. Hours at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There are many items at reasonable prices. Come in and browse. You may find something you will be very happy to take home. Proceeds are used to support missions and the ministry. It's fun to see you. What there is to buy. Ask about how you may donate items and the procedure to do so. A new IHOP restaurant is well under construction in the Highland City area between Bartow and Lakeland. The name stands for the franchise chain's longtime former name, International House of Pancakes. The company has restaurants in South Lakeland along South Florida Ave and in Winter Haven along Cypress Gardens Boulevard. In the Lakeland Highlands area, a new church is going up on the west side of US 98 between Lakeland and Bartow. It is a branch church of Grace Church, and the structure is coming along. And the state's new Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, is almost a stranger to Florida, moving here only 6 years ago. Most Floridians probably never heard of him. He's a native of Scobey, Montana, a small town of only 979 souls. He is now only the second to the governor as the state's chief executive officer. No one questions his patriotism or his love for this nation, as he carries massive war injuries with him. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq in the wars in the Middle East. After 9/11, he was a medic in the Green Berets and special operations for the U.S. Army. He was shot once in the arm on the battlefield and helped perform surgery on himself until help arrived. A few months later, he was wounded in the leg, which led to the amputation of his leg. He still wanted to serve, and he re-qualified as a fully employable Green Beret, even with the loss of his leg. He retired in 2018 and moved with his family to Florida. The family settled in the neighboring Pasco County in 2019 at first, and then moved to nearby Tampa, where they live, including his wife Layla and their two children. The planned execution of Pittman has made world news, partly because his expected death helps put Florida over last year's number of executions in the state. One of the complaints about the U.S. legal system is that its wheels sometimes work extremely slowly. It was 35 years ago that David Joseph Pittman, now 63, was arrested for the murder of his parents' in-law and his sister-in-law in their Mulberry home. Since that time, he has been maintained by the taxpayers until his expected execution on September 17, 2025, in Florida's electric chair. It was in May of 1990 that Pittman stabbed to death his in-laws, apparently revenge for his wife Marie's divorcing procedures. After Pittman killed the three, he set their home on fire and stole his sister-in-law's car and set on fire. Murdered were Clarence and Barbara Knowles and their younger daughter who was at home, Bonnie Knowles. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed the execution order for Pittman to be put in the electric chair on September 17th. And a member of the Polk County School Board, Rick Nolte, has died after long illness. He had been on medical leave for months, and his illness caused him to miss school board meetings. Endorsed by Governor Ron DeSantis, he was elected to District 2 in 2022, and this term was to run until 2026. Before being elected to the school board, he had been a teacher himself. The county school board offered its condolences to the family, and in a statement was said that Mr. Nolte was dedicated to education and put much effort into it for his lifetime. And next Thursday on August 28, 2025, the Mulberry Cultural Center will host the opening celebration for its latest exhibit, Big World, Little Photos, an artistic exploration by Chevy Ross. The exhibit will run from opening night until October 10, 2025. Next Thursday's opening is open to the public and no charge with refreshments provided. All are welcome. Hours of opening night are from 5 to 7. Mulberry Cultural Center is operated by the City of Mulberry. There is no admission fee. Hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is located next to City Hall in the former library building. Pastor Greg Wilkinson of the First Baptist Church of Mulberry gave the invocation to open the meeting Tuesday evening in the City Commission chambers in City Hall. The Pledge of Allegiance said, by those assembled. It was also reported night for some departments. Ron Borges, Mulberry Planning and Development Director, didn't have much brand new to report, but he did say that the work on the development property near Mulberry's Walmart should start moving soon. The developer is submitting final drawings. Jason Cupid, Mulberry Public Works Director, gave a brief report. He told the Public Works removing a dead tree in the natural park whose limbs were falling off. He said in the past month, the department had 296 work orders and assisted code enforcement with compliance. Catherine Page, Mulberry Outreach and Engagement, told the many activities and events that took place in July in Studio 37. We were super busy, she said. Among the diverse activities were types of yoga, a program on coffee appreciation, watermelon door hangers, animal safari adventure making of aprons and tissue holders, crochet Zumba, chair fitness, and more. Coming up in future will be bingo. A representative of the Greater Mulberry Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer, said the chamber has 134 members. the members and guests. Breakfast will be held the next morning in the Mulberry Civic Center. A public hearing was held on the vacation of a longtime alleyway being requested by Greater Hope Church. A number of neighborhood residents came out and supported the church, with several residents saying in so many words that there is no cause for the alley and that some of the neighbors have maintained it themselves. One of those speakers was resident Greg White, who lives on the alley. He has lived there for 30 years and has helped maintain it for years. Some of those neighbors wanted more of the alley vacated. City Attorney Drew Crawford met with them briefly to instruct them on the proper form and procedure for alley vacation. He said there is an application process that needs to be followed. He said there are two separate items, but they were free to apply for further vacation. One of the members said an earlier commission meeting, Mayor Hatch said it right. He said he didn't see why the whole alley is not vacated. Resolution 2025-09 was approved. This is a temporary measure that closes the gap between the new state legislative law regarding the platting process. The state lawmakers approved it in late July and put into effect almost immediately. Until county and state governments can pass permanent legislation adopting the new state law, this is a stopgap measure. The new state law basically takes the platting of properties away from public discussion and public hearings to letting local government administrators handle platting entirely. Commissioner and Vice Mayor Neil Devine said this is another example of what he is talking about, is how the state is taking away more and more local government and citizen power. He said, we are seeing this time and time again, how the state is trying to step in and take over local government. Another resolution has to deal with a large increase Polk County commissioners have placed on tipping fees at the county landfill as of October. Of course, those who unload there will only pass their higher tipping costs onto their customers. This cost hike will be about 75 cents per month per home refuge user. Some time was spent on how to spend down the remaining $2,860 in the commission's allocation of $5,000 a year and handing out donations to local and area nonprofit groups. It boiled down about how much discussion to divide the $2,860 into three buckets for the three requests for a donation to come before the meeting. Each group putting on the pink Dreams of Polk school camps and Mulberry football and basketball boosters will each get $950. This leaves just $10 for any group seeking donation for the current fiscal year's money from now through September. The putting on the pink is about breast cancer awareness. The Dreams of Polk is a learning and mentoring camp of a few weeks for young students in Mulberry and elsewhere, and the Mulberry Sports Booster Club pays costs and donates to the football and basketball program in the local school system. Julie Taylor of Mulberry Concerned Citizens thanked all who gave her a surprise honorary party at St. James Primitive Baptist Church in Mulberry recently. Her two children, Johnny and Jamel, were there along with church friends from the area, representatives from the City of Mulberry, and Polk County Sheriff's Office. Commissioner Kathy Rossetti noted the upcoming public hearings by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection regarding the issue of Mosaic injecting so-called treated water deep into the earth, the same earth we get much of our water supply from. But we are told not to worry because the wastewater will be pumped down deeper than our drinking water at a time the state advisors dig deeper. The idea is to pump such water from a Mosaic family in the Bartow area and also at the New Wales Mosaic Complex southwest of Mulberry. A reporter to City Hall the other day to get an opinion from City Manager Rick Johnson about the site some 8 miles out of town from Mulberry, and there was no information to be had. More of that information will be available to the public hearings on the injection well proposals. The hearing for the Bartow well will be on Monday, September 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. and the next day at the same time and place for the Mosaic New Wales injection well on September 9th. Location is the Polk County Youth Fair Facility at 1702 Highway 17 South. Several city officials thanked the city for allowing them to attend a recent annual seminar in Orlando, saying they had opportunities to learn things and to speak to other commissioners and city officials from other cities. The city has felt that the cost of these annual meetings will be more than pay for itself in the education that it gives officials. They can meet with vendors who have display areas and learn about new products, get update a new state law impacting cities, and learn new items for the trade. Commissioner Devine spoke highly of the CRA's Community Redevelopment Agency currently authorized under state law. Some in the state government wish to eliminate CRAs and seem dedicated to doing so, even if it is done over time. He said Mulberry has benefited from the CRA and much good has come from it. He believes the CRAs must be promoted even by video and their story told in the face of state efforts to eliminate them. He feels local government needs to speak up about how the state government is trying to take away local choices. It was noted that the new teen center at the Mulberry Boys and Girls Club will be open very soon. A new Polk County Sheriff's Deputy who will serve the Mulberry Sheriff's Substation, Deputy Armstrong, was introduced to the meeting. He is a 2008 graduate of Mulberry High School and served in the U.S. Army before working with the Sheriff's Office. City Manager Johnson was praised for his success as City Manager and for the things he has accomplished along with his team of department leaders and important city employees. One of those saying so was Commissioner Devine. The City Manager told of a number of meetings he has had lately, including a coffee with some of the residents of Anglers Green. He was very impressed with the vitality and attitudes of the Anglers Green residents. It was noted that a wonderful event was held last Saturday in the Gem Theater. A Red Cross rep said they would like to do some CPR class in Mulberry, probably Studio 37. The manager met with the new community affairs representative for the Mosaic Company. First hearing on the city budget for the coming fiscal year will be held in the commission chambers on Wednesday, September 10th at 5:01 p.m. There will be two hearings, and the second one will be on Tuesday, September 16th for the final adoption process. The investigation into the accident August 2nd fatal motorcycle wreck in Auburndale has produced some new information. The Auburndale Police Department states that further investigation shows that the motorcyclist who died, Michael Markle, 43, of Auburndale, had run into a disabled car. Police said that a video recording showed that the driver of the car involved Javi Limo, 70, at Winter Haven, lost control of his car in the early morning crash as he was attempting to get the car off the highway on US 92. Other vehicles started going around him. However, at around 12:41 a.m., motorcyclist Marco was coming up on the scene and apparently did not see the disabled car stop ahead and ran into it in the westbound lane on US 92 near the McKean Street intersection. And a fire in a mobile home park about halfway between Lakeland and Auburndale resulted in the deaths of a husband and wife, James Belinda, 67, and his wife Valerie, 63. Located in unincorporated Polk County Fire and Rescue responded to the fire at around 12:23 p.m. on Tuesday, August 12th. First call to emergency dispatch came from a neighbor of the couple who reported a fire. One witness reportedly heard a popping sound of an explosion. However, that was not confirmed. Firefighters arrived on the scene at the home on Gladolia Drive in the mobile home park, located not far from the Auburndale Flea Market, just off of U.S. Highway 92. Firefighters found the home engulfed in flames, along with a golf cart sitting under the garage awning, and part of an automobile was also being burnt. Firefighters split up, with some containing to pour water on the structure, while others went inside the house to look for any occupants. They found Mr. and Mrs. Belinda and removed them from the home, but the results were not good. Polk County Medical Examiner ruled later that there was no evidence of foul play and the injuries were consistent with those of fire victims. Polk County Fire Chief Sean Smith offered his department sincere condolences to the family. And finally, after a Bartow pastor claimed he was harassed by a Bartow police officer over a broken license plate light, Bartow commissioners have voted to spend $2.5 million on new equipment, including 50 vehicle cameras and 60 body cameras for individual officers. The pastor of the St. James AME Church in Bartow said the relatively new officer escalated the situation while he believed was partly over profiling. A public protest was held immediately afterwards, and the Bartow police chief promised more public accountability. And finally, new night lights on area school buses, a new feature this year. This new school year, a new feature on school buses you will notice is that the back of the school buses have a new, very brightly lighted school bus sign. This will be especially important as our days are already starting to get shorter and many Polk and Hillsborough County school buses will soon be out in the darkness picking up students in the morning. Last year, a new feature in Polk County were school bus cameras to record motorists now adhering to stop laws for our school buses and students. And this concludes our weekly news report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.